Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. US tariff threats delivered the market its sharpest weekly setback in 3 months. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty fell 2.5% over the week, wiping out nearly 15 lakh crore rupees in market value, with banks and oil and gas stocks leading the decline, reports Jay Jagannath. Yet, despite the jitters, the resilience of retail investors remained a bright spot. SIP flows to mutual funds hit a new record in December, with monthly inflows rising to 31,002 crore rupees from 29,445 crore rupees in the previous month. Trade tensions, however, remain an overhang. As the US Supreme Court prepares to rule on Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs, Ishan Gera explains why the outcome may matter less for India than it appears at first glance. Nearly a tenth of India's exports to the US will remain vulnerable to tariffs because duties levied under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962 would remain untouched, keeping shipments such as steel, aluminium, and automobiles exposed. Meanwhile, a significant shift is underway in how India manages its forex reserves. Manish M. Suvana reports that India cut its exposure to US Treasury notes, with holdings falling by 21% between October 31, 2024 and October 31, 2025, a move economists say shows strategic diversification towards gold and non-dollar assets, even as US bond yields remained attractive. As India comes under scrutiny for buying Russian oil, Arunima Bharadwaj reports that India could resume large-scale purchases of Venezuelan crude if US sanctions are lifted, with Venezuela's heavy crude benefiting complex refineries such as Reliance Industries' Jamnagar, while also supporting energy security diversification objectives. For Vodafone Idea, a long-awaited relief has finally come. The telecom department has frozen the company's adjusted gross revenue dues at 87,695 crore rupees and revised its payment schedule, a move that will ease cash flow stress, reports Danish Khan. This move is also expected to significantly improve the telco's ability to raise fresh capital that it badly needs to invest in network upgrades. Somewhat unsurprisingly, investors continue to seek safety in gold. Data from the World Gold Council shows that gold ETFs attracted $1.25 billion in net inflows in December, the highest ever monthly inflows, helping take full-year inflows to $4.68 billion, also the highest for any year, as interest in the yellow metal surged at home and globally, Ravindra Sonavane reports. Prime Minister Modi urged startups to think big, report Pavya Dilipkumar and Aihik Sur. He met with AI startup founders, including Avatar and Fractal, to discuss India's AI mission. Modi stressed the need for scale, safety, and systems that work across India's many languages and regions. And finally, India's 2025 World Cup victory is translating into commercial gains for the Women's Premier League. Franchises are seeing strong sponsor interest for the new season, with teams reporting higher inquiries, broader brand participation, and sponsors increasingly treating the league as a serious property with scale and engagement, reports Mariam Faruqi. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.